It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. I am Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. So today we're talking about designing your path. Because we're at the beginning of a new month, we're actually looking at a new theme. And the theme for this month is mobility. So of course, talking about designing your path is a no-brainer. If you've got mobility, you need to have a plan for where you're going. And that's what this episode is all about. So I think the very first thing that we all need to talk about this morning is how awesome we are. We individually are just simply awesome human beings. And it is important that we individually enjoy our own company. In all of my years on this earth, I have come across many, many people who can't relate to that. They don't enjoy their own company. Oh, sure, sitting and reading a book and all of those types of things where you are not really focusing on your own thoughts. Yeah, people can do that. In fact, they enjoy that kind of thing. But when you're left to enjoy your own company to the point that you're going out to dinner alone or going to a movie alone or, gosh, just walking through a mall by yourself. A lot of people can't do that. It's just a little too much to go, I really enjoy my own company. I'm going to spend the next 4 hours by myself doing things. And in many ways, this is sad to me because I know these people and I think that they're awesome. They've got unique and individualized ideas about life based on all of their life experience. And so for me, being with them is just awesome. So I think, why not spend the time getting to know you? Like really getting to know you, not just going, well, I like the color purple, or I really enjoy, word search puzzles. Those are things that are important to know. But what about your thoughts, your deep thoughts? Have you spent time understanding those thoughts, why they're there, how they're helping you, how they're supporting you, or maybe not, as you're moving toward the things in your life that you wish to see? It's important that you get to know these things about yourself. I was on a call yesterday, I think it was, and it was a training call. I'm not all about just listening to myself talk about personal development. I find that there is benefit in listening to other people's opinions in this arena. And so one of the things that we were talking about on this call is how many different reasons there are for people not getting involved in personal development. And I have to admit that even though I knew a lot of these reasons because they pop up all the time with different clients that I have, at different retreats that I have, I witnessed people struggling with their desire to get to know themselves. So I knew the reasons, but to have somebody spend essentially 45 minutes breaking the reasons down and just really putting them in our faces and saying, look, people really don't want to get to know themselves because X. That was just incredible. It was really incredible. And at one of the points during this call, we were asked why people we knew were not going for personal development so that they could create more fulfilling lives. And it was sad because we all were coming up with like one word answers that were so true. But the main thing that came across was fear. People are afraid to get to know who they are and to really work on themselves so that they can create more fulfilling patterns in their lives. When we don't enjoy our own company or our own thoughts, it's actually quite stifling. It holds us back. It stops us from wanting to move forward and to express our motivation toward the things that we wish to see. And it can be something simple. Maybe you want a new comforter for your bed, but you have all sorts of talk going on inside your mind about what you can and can't afford and will so-and-so like it? Will so-and-so not like it? Will you just like 6 months from now just really regret the purchase, probably shouldn't even make it now. Let's just give up before we even start. I mean, there's so much going on inside. So why not just sit back and go, you know, I've got this thing that I just want to do. And you just go do it. Ooh, isn't that an interesting thing? Like, why not go for the thing that you think that you will enjoy? I was called to speak at a party years ago. And during this party, I learned from one of the people in the room that they had wanted this pink fur coat. And they were out, you know, they were kind of investigating different things that they might enjoy that are new and kind of spicy for their lives. And they thought, oh, this pink fur coat would just be so awesome. And she even put it on and she looked at herself in the mirror and she was just really enjoying what she was looking at. But then the little gremlins came in. So-and-so is going to make fun of me. So-and-so will ask how much this is going to cost. I'm going to be so embarrassed. I can't buy this because I'll never go out in it. She was enjoying the moment with the coat, enjoying the company of the excitement of, look at this awesome fur coat. And then she stopped herself from purchasing it because she didn't enjoy the dialogue that was going on inside of her brain. She literally stopped herself from purchasing the coat because she didn't enjoy the thoughts inside her brain. Ooh, you gotta enjoy that spice that's inside of you. As you are designing your path moving forward, as you are figuring out what is gonna be more fulfilling in your life, you need to listen to the things that bring excitement. It was exciting to think of the pink fur coat. It was not exciting to think of how she would be belittled by the people in her life. But how she was going to react to that was not what came to mind, other than she didn't want to react to it. And what happens when you're really enjoying something in your life and somebody kind of comes and tries to stop you from enjoying it and you laugh and you enjoy the fun of them making fun of your exciting purchase? Well, they don't make fun anymore because there's no use. You're not going to get upset. Enjoy the things that you love about life to the point that you want to enjoy them all the time. You're the one who's designing the path of your life. So if you want a path that's riddled with stop signs and wait a minute, somebody's going to make fun of you and all of that kind of thing, go ahead, go right along with what you're doing right now. Don't buy that pink coat. Just don't even do it. Go ahead and give them the satisfaction, right? But if you want to really design your path where you can be proud of who you are and proud of the decisions that you have made in your life, then enjoy your own company. Enjoy the moments when you are excited about life and really jump into that. Now, many of you may not be aware of this, but I am actually an introvert. Many of you would not expect that, I know, but I am. I enjoy being in my own home. I enjoy being in my own thoughts. I enjoy watching other people enjoy life. Not because I don't want to enjoy life. Oh, I'll jump in for sure. I'll jump in and enjoy life. But I really love watching people happy. It is comfortable for me to enjoy that, to smile at it. And it's even more exciting for me to have a part in making people happy. And I know these things about myself, which makes it even easier to enjoy my own company. I don't hold back. If I want to do something crazy and go have something fun, you know, on the schedule, then I'm going to go do that. But I also recognize that those quiet moments, introspective moments, even the moments when I'm sitting off to the side watching other people enjoy their lives and really drink things in, that makes me happy. I love to swim in that. And so as I design my path moving forward, Of course, I'm bringing in every opportunity I can to put positive things on social media, to put out positive things in this podcast, to put out positive things into the world, even in controversial situations, so that I can inspire other people to be happy. Now, one of the things that I noticed over the last couple weeks that has kind of stopped me from designing that path and enjoying my company has been I've been on the phone a lot. I've been on social media a lot. I've been looking at news a lot. It's sort of an addiction that kind of comes and goes. And when it comes, it's because I'm sick or there's something that's kind of grounding me. There's something that makes it so I can't really work. And so I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone wasting time. I'm not in my own thoughts. When you're on the phone and you're reading social media and you're looking at the news and you're listening to commentators, you're in somebody else's mind. You're enjoying their mind, what's going on inside of their heads. How is that enjoying your own company? It's not. And what do I find when I have days like that? I feel drained. And I feel as though there's something missing, something lacking. And in fact, I can become depressed because I've been living in somebody else's thoughts. Yikes. And I know there are many of us who live every single day that way, where we're experiencing somebody else's thoughts. And we just expect that that's life. But it's not. Put the phone down. Walk away from the news. Turn the TV off. Sure, sit with a good book. That's great. Paint something. That's even better. Sit there and absorb the moment of silence. And then talk to yourself in beautiful words. Find joy in your joys. If you've got something that's making you happy, ramp it up. You don't need the news and the social media to help ramp it up. Enjoy your own company. You want to design a path that's fulfilling to you, and that doesn't include owning somebody else's thoughts. If you're not thinking for yourself, my love, then you're not really living life. Allow yourself to enjoy the time with you. You're so flipping amazing. You're so special. You are why I do the work that I do. That's how awesome you are. Spend time with you so you can embrace that awesome you inside. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. Okay, so here's a new idea. Challenges are paths to discovery. Oh, wait, that isn't a new idea. In fact, I have said that so many times, I can't even count them anymore, right? Challenges are paths to discovery. Discovery about you, my love. Yes, that kind of discovery. We should celebrate every moment of our lives. Challenges are paths to discovery because they teach us everything we need to know about how we cope in the environment we're in. A challenge basically comes your way to sort of get you to think of new directions, get you to understand the things that mean the most to you. Challenges come so that you can really stand true to the things that mean the most to you. If you're not confronted with any challenge ever, then you're just kind of moving along your path and you don't have to reassess anything ever. That's just not even exciting, is it? And I'm sure there are a lot of you out there going, man, my whole life is a challenge. What do you mean? I'm done with challenge. Well, here's the thing. Challenge is only a challenge if you see it that way. Just like horrible things are only horrible if you see them that way. So when a challenging thing comes your way, you're like, okay, what am I going to learn from this? All of a sudden, it's something exciting in your path. When I was a kid, I had just a couple things that I wanted to do with my life. One of the things I knew I wanted to do was work with paper. I know that sounds really, really weird because that could be anything, right? But I really loved sort of sifting through papers and pretending to choose different things and writing on the papers. That was like a thing I loved to do when I was really, really young. And I had no idea how that was going to translate into life. I just knew it was fun. And so I wanted to do that at all times. And then I also wanted to be a movie star. And that sort of translated multiple times into actually really loving to dance. And so I was pursuing a career in dance. Now, not fully, I have to be totally honest. I wasn't completely invested in my dreams because at that point I hadn't been doing personal development. And I didn't realize some of the roadblocks that were in my way stopping me from moving forward toward that dream. But all is good. Because one evening, while I was driving, a woman made a left-hand turn in front of my car. And I got in an accident. And it was the freakiest thing that, you know, you see it in movies and people tell you things suddenly go in slow motion, but you never really understand what they're talking about until it happens to you. And that's what happened. This car turns in front of me. I ran into it and the front end of the car sort of turned into this accordion. And it all of a sudden, everything was in slow motion. So it was like every fold of the accordion I was seeing happen one fold at a time. It was so crazy. And I did get injured, and the injury was, you know, sort of not so great for a dancer. It had to do with my muscles in the upper part of my back. It made it difficult to turn and, you know, whatever. And so all of a sudden, dreams of being a dancer were sort of pushed to the side. Because, you know, I didn't make a lot of money. It wasn't like I could go to specialists and figure out what to do to fix my back. So I ended up working in the financial world. It was like a crazy jump, but it's, you know, all of a sudden everybody tells you when you're going to be a dancer, you need to be working at retail. You need to be a waitress at night. Like I was doing all the jobs that everybody told me I needed to do while trying to become a dancer. But all of a sudden, I wasn't going to be a dancer anytime soon because there was a problem with my back and my knee and my ankle. And so I ended up interviewing for different jobs and ended up working in the financial world, first with a CPA review course and then moving into other areas like the New York Stock Exchange, but in Beverly Hills, working for a company that was trading junk bonds there. And you know, I moved from there into post-production advertising, handling financial stuff. And so my life took a totally different turn because of one challenge. One challenge that completely changed the course of my life. And I can't tell you how much that has served me. And many times during that financial time, I ended up in situations I did not like working for the plumbing industry. I did not like that. It was not fun and exciting enough for me. But even though those little micro challenges were worked into this bigger challenge, overall, it served me well to experience that. And so when we are going through the challenges that are placed in front of us, it's really important for us to recognize the discovery. Because I got to tell you, as I was going through this new chapter of life and learning different things and going different directions with what I was trained to do, I was pretty amazed at what I was capable of doing. I didn't know that I had a brain for handling multi-million dollar accounts. I really literally did not know, but I learned and it was exciting. And every turn was a new discovery until instead of working as a dancer in Hollywood, I was working behind the scenes in Hollywood. Woo! Like that was fun. And then eventually I was able to dance, so I would perform on the weekends, but I kept in the financial jobs
because I learned that that challenge helped me to rise up and achieve things that I didn't know were possible. And so you're probably wondering right at this moment, she never mentioned the chocolate. What's the chocolate for this moment? So here's the thing. Right before that accident, a couple years before actually, that's when I found out I had a bunch of allergies. A bunch. And at that time, we didn't have all the selections of replacement foods that we do now. And so if you were told you couldn't have milk anymore, well, you just couldn't have milk anymore. And if you were really into ice cream, all of a sudden, all you could have was frozen mocha mix, which, you know, but you do it because that's all that's available to you. So right before that challenge came the challenge with food. And one of the things that I stopped eating was chocolate, because every chocolate that I had in front of me had milk in it, and I could no longer have milk. Yikes, right? But I rose above it. I figured out how to navigate it. For a really long time, I didn't have chocolate, and I ended up not even liking it. Milk chocolate is not one of my favorites, to be honest with you. I don't really like the milky taste. And I think it's just because I've not had milk for so long. But I learned a different way of looking at life. And I learned that there were different ways to accomplish the same thing. And eventually I taught myself how to cook so that I could make yummy chocolate things that were actually healthy for someone like me. See, the challenge helped me to enjoy my path, design a new path, and then enjoy my company even more because I was excited about everything that I had learned about myself. So when you are out there sort of working it and challenges come your way, realize that what is going on right now and what you're learning can help you 2 months from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now. Embrace the challenge, learn and discover new things because of that challenge. You are so worth it, and enjoying your company during those moments of learning can be so mind-blowing. Give yourself the opportunity to feel all of the excitement of witnessing you blossoming into something new. It is time to reset. I'm talking about resetting your life. I'm talking about exploring what it means to achieve true harmony of mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Beth Stanko, in person for my annual midwinter self-celebration event, The Spiritual Spa, where together we will share in journaling, yoga, meditation, music, and if you've never experienced a sound bath, oh my gosh, you are in for a treat. So take a break, come in from the cold, and don't miss this fun-filled winter weekend of relaxation that people from all across the country have called life-affirming. It's my midwinter reset retreat, The Spiritual Spa, March 18th and 19th in Evans City, Pennsylvania. To sign up and for more information, visit BetsDanko.com. That's BetsDanko.com. I can't wait for you to reset your life at The Spiritual Spa. So I got to tell you, a lot of times when we are on a path, we're really worried about where we're headed. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why we're concerned about challenge. When challenge comes into play, we think, man, that path that I've designed is totally shattered now, and I don't understand what's in front of me. So it's really sort of scary. And you want to see the path, but at the same time, you're terrified of the path because you don't know what it's about. See, we're creatures of habit, and so we have a tendency to reach out to the things we're used to. But when you're looking for the challenge and the discovery of the challenge, and you're looking for all the new things that you're going to learn, then the path, as it changes in front of you, becomes exciting. When you're ready to take a step forward, the path always appears. It may not be the path you expected because some new challenges come into play, but how exciting is it that the path just appears? Oh my gosh. No challenge just grounds you and stops you entirely. If your brain is still working, if you physically can move, if you spiritually are connected, if any of those things are in play, even if the other things are challenged, you still have the opportunity to learn and to move forward. Designing your path has everything to do with learning how to be resilient in the moments when challenge hits. And when you enjoy your company and you really embrace the beauty that is within you and you're excited to see how you're going to move and grow through life, challenge is just a thing. It's not scary. It's not going to freak you out. Instead, it's something that gives you the opportunity to go, wow, I didn't even know I could do that, right? If you are anywhere beyond one day old, then you have had challenge in your life. And how old are you now? Are you 56? Are you 57? Are you 32? Are you 28? Well, how many challenges have come and they didn't knock you to the ground to the point that you couldn't keep going? Oh my gosh, celebrate that. That's amazing, is it not? If it didn't knock you down and you could keep going, then that challenge taught you something. When you're ready, the path will appear, whether or not a challenge is there. That's just the way your life has been, and it will always be. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.